got some horses, some ewes, and cows. And now when they are getting hungry, you would have to go out and
feed the stock.
If you're going to feed the hens, turkeys, geese, and so on, do you have any one name for all of them you're going to go out and feed?
Well, usually just go out and feed the chickens and ducks and geese.
Do you have
just
one?
Just sort of in general, just go out and feed the fowls.
Yeah, they're all called fowls.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bigger critters are called the stock.
The stock, four-legged.
If a hen is on a nest of eggs, it is called what kind?
Setting hen.
And the place where they live is called what?
Hen house, or chicken yard.
If it is just a little rude shelter built out in the open for the little chicks to run under in the rain, what's it called?
A bitty shelter.
Uncle Mark, this is part of a chicken. When you eat it, you can take one end of it and another person takes the other and pull it apart and wish on it.
That's a pulley bone.
Do you have any other name for it that you might have heard?
Wishbone.
What do you call the inside part of the chicken that you eat, the liver, heart, and gizzard?
Well,
chicken what?
Just chicken liver, chicken gizzard is all I can think of.
You'll have another name for the inside?
No, I don't think of one.
What might you call the part of the pig or calf that you eat, that same part?
Chitlins.
Chitlins?
But you don't eat chicken chitlins.
No.
I never heard of it.
Have you ever heard heartless for that part of the chicken?
I don't believe I have.
I haven't
either. Never have.
Let me see. What is the part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in?
That's a... You call that the chitlins, or gut. You have to clean them and prepare them, scrape them though when you stuff sausage. Scrape all the inside of it off, it leaves it thin like a thin plastic.
And then you can eat that later when you're getting sausage.
You stuff sausage in it, and they're good.
Yeah. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores you say it is.
Time to go feed up.
Go call the cow to get them to come from the pasture. What might you say?
Well, they had a way of calling them. They call them court, court.
Okay, what if you wanted to stand still because it's time to milk?
You say saw cow. Just put your hand on her hip and push her saw now.
What about calling a calf?
Well, I don't.
You could want this calf to come up to you. What might you say?
Suke. All I think of.
What do you say to the mules or horses to make them go left?
You say ha for left.
How about right?
G for right.
You're going to call the horses, horses to get them to come in from the pasture. What would you say?
Well, I don't know what you would call. I never did call none up that way. Usually a horse or a mule, when they see you out, up around the house, you know, where you feed them sometime, they'll come if they're hungry.
Do you ever whistle to them?
Well, there is a kind of whistle that some people, you have to train them to that, though. Learn it, sort of like whistling for a dog.
Yeah.
You'd have to train them up to come when you whistle. horses, a mule, and a certain whistle they people, some people could make, and they would come.